This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, for tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast on my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930. The Answer and FM 93.7. We're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And don't forget, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Let's not forget about our over-the-road truck drivers either, the 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also, our FedEx, our UPS, and our bulk mail haulers hauling the mail back and forth to the post offices from the bulk mail centers. And let's not forget about our suicide jockeys either, hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And, of course, we've got our Amazon warehouse folks and our Amazon drivers. And you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also over on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. Captain's America is how you find us over there, Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from the urban metropolis over the bridge, down to the right, not very far from the Gulf, it's retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. And I hope I said that right. I never know if I get it right or not. Good morning, Colonel. Yay!
Good morning, Captain.
Yay! Yay!
That was your urban metropolis.
Alrighty. Yeah. Alrighty. Alrighty. You ready to say the pledge, my friend?
Captain, I'm ready.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation.
Under God.
Under God.
Indivisible. With liberty.
And justice
for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen. Under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, I'm assuming you watched that football game last night.
I did. Yeah, I got back from SRQ Vets meeting in time to catch that delay. And then, yeah, I'm like the rest of the nation. I was pretty taken back by what transpired.
Well, I was in shock. I was trying to figure out what was going on, and I couldn't. I got to say, I've never seen something like that happen at a football game. I've only seen that happen once, and it happened at a baseball game. When a professional baseball player, we were working the ambulance rig at MacArthur Stadium in Syracuse for the internationally AAA baseball, he took one in the chest at 100 miles an hour, and it dropped him like a pole. And he didn't get up, and it knocked him out. And, you know, right away it kind of had us a little bit confused because we weren't used to seeing something like that. And we didn't have the AED like they have readily handily now. They just grab one and run right out on the field with it. Ours was in the back of the ambulance, and we had to get him on the rig or get him on the cart and get him over into the ambulance to be able to use our AED, but we were pumping blow all the way, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I'll tell you, a lot of the commentators, and of course, they were put on the spot because they had to talk at length as they determined what was going to happen, whether the game was going to continue. But the ESPN, CBS analysts, some of them went back. They talked about many years ago when I think it was an NBA basketball player, Gaither, fell down.
George Gaither.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Gaither just collapsed. For me, I thought, though this is totally different, and the difference is made because it didn't stop the game. But you remember Joe Theismann of Washington Redskins?
I do.
When he had that horrendous snap of his femur.
Yep.
That was horrible to watch. But
yep.
Nevertheless, the breaking of bones and things like that was totally different than what we saw last night and what you described with the that 100 mile an hour plus fastball to the chest.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. And our thoughts and prayers, of course, go with him and his family. We understand he's still in critical condition. There's a process that they're going to go through. It's going to be like a daily thing right now. He's been incubated, so he's breathing with the assistance of an air tube down his throat, which is all to be expected. But I'm not there. I haven't seen the prognosis. I've done a little shop talk, if you will, with some other paramedics around the country, and we've all been just kind of throwing things up just to see what would stick and what we thought went on. But it looks like as if he will make it. The problem is he could have some paralysis out of this. We don't know what kind or how much. Or then again, he could come out of it as good as he was before. We'll see. He's a young man. He's in good shape. So we're just praying for the best.
Yeah, the latter, coming out the same as he was, that's, of course, what most people pray for. And, to their credit, we give the media and even sports commentators things, but both on ESPN and CBS, they did a good job. They didn't try to second guess or prognosticate, and they kind of controlled each other, and I think they set the right tone and had the right focus.
All right, hold that thought. And, of course, Susie Colbert, who had the ominous task of sitting there as a woman trying to control her emotions, she did a wonderful job, as well as that gal on the down on the field, too. That's a tough job. Tough job. I'll be back with the Colonel.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
Yeah, and we always have a lot of fun when we have our lunches there at Mission Barbecue. A lot of people show up, and we're all like-minded people there. And, of course, if you're there by noon, at 12 noon, they play America's national anthem, and we all stand up, and the veterans that are there will salute the flag. And everybody else will stand up in a reverent manner, put their hand over their chest and over their heart, and away we go. Now, back with the Colonel, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And, of course, he's the host of Military Matters on Vimeo, as well as the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, right?
That's right, Captain. Hey, a quick aside. 2 days ago, a fellow saw my car magnet for the Liberty Caucus, and he says, hey, who's the chairman of that group? And I raised my hand. I says, I am. And he goes, well, I heard about you. And I says, really, where'd you hear about me? Well, he goes, I listen to America's Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce every morning, every single morning. So there you go. Thank you, Captain, for that. And on behalf of like-minded individuals and what we try to do and the work we try to put out, it's a small world. Out there in the Wawa's parking lot, I had a stranger come up to me, and he's going to be with us at our panel in our monthly dinner social on the 26th of this month. And that's a great thing. Mm-hmm. That was good news for America's Third Watch and good news for what we try to do in the Republican Liberty Caucus.
I got to ask you a question here, because there's news coming out of Ukraine, which is, if it's true, it's big news and demoralizing for the Russians. The Ukraine military says that they have killed 400 Russian soldiers in a billet, a housing that they were in the Donetsk, with a Donetsk missile strike. Russia's saying, no, it was 63, and then we heard it was 36. I don't know what it is, but if it's 400, my God, I'd be running. I think some of the Russians would be headed for the hills.
Yeah, Captain, I think, you know, as I often say, the truth is often somewhere in between. But with regard to the Ukrainian war, the truth has been closer to what Zelensky and the Ukrainians have said than what the Russians have put out there. Any amount in between those two is significant, and it's another blow to Vladimir's carrying out of his invasion of Ukraine. And I think you're going to see increasing. I'm not saying it's going to lead to regime change. We don't know that. We can hope that all day. But clearly you're hearing bubbles, not just with those that are conducting the war inside Ukraine on behalf of the motherland, Russia, but also inside of Russia as well, about people that are being a little bit more public about questioning the conduct of the war by Vladimir Putin. So more to follow. We'll continue to watch it, as we always do, very carefully.
Now, something interesting coming out of the Abraham Accords summit. The Israeli foreign minister said that he plans on attending the Abraham Accords summit in Morocco.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting, Hubbub, because, you know, Netanyahu has just put together his government and is being derided because he had to cement some very far-right folks to put that government together. But, you know, notwithstanding, you know, the Knesset in Israel, well, life goes on there. There's a lot of hubbub about the change of government, and it's been like four in the last 2 years. But they go on because they have to. And a lot of it has to do with trying to make ties with friendly Arabs, and which they have been quite successful at. Of course, the biggest thing is trying to do that, but they got the United States, and we got our Secretary of State pushing with Netanyahu for a two-state solution, which is, at this point, a non-starter. So, yeah, that's interesting, and it is. And you can't separate what goes on with Israel in the Middle East with everything else, include you know, those parts that are going up there in the Balkans as well. They're all tied together.
Now, Japan said that it had to scramble jets yesterday to monitor the Chinese aircraft carrier operations over off their coastline.
Yeah, you know, in the last year or so, when you see Japan, the non-militarized Japan, having to take those kind of defensive measures, that's a flashing lights for you right there. And you know, as somebody repeated on the news yesterday, something I mentioned last time I was on, is that this is what oligarchic autocratic nations do. When things are not going well for them internally, they will often do things externally to distract attention. And I think that's exactly, one, what Vladimir Putin has done, is what Iran is doing, and it's clearly what the Chinese Communist Party in China is doing. And that is not good. When you have all these nations, oh, and by the way, we've got North Korea, which is expected within a month of actually testing, you know, a nuclear missile. This stuff goes on, and in the midst of what is perceived to be American weakness internationally, this is not good. We haven't seen the likes of this in about 100 years in World War II. We need to be concerned about it with all our hubbub about everything that's going on internally and leadership in the Congress and things like that. I can't lose sight of these things and looking ahead and not looking at just what the next 24-hour news cycle is going to tell us.
Well, South Korea and the U.S. are eyeing military exercises using nuclear assets, according to South Korean President Yoon.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's true. And I don't know at what point. We probably won't be as public about that until it actually occurs. But, yeah, South Korea's got to do that because they've got to make that public enough to send a message to not just North Korea but to China as well. And, yeah, it's things get curiouser and curiouser. And, unfortunately, it's hard not to be pessimistic about the direction that the world is going in the arena of international affairs, especially as the world is shrunk incredibly and yet the threats have increased astronomically.
Right. I was looking at a question here. One of our friends down there in Sarasota was asking me who got hurt in terms of the football player. I don't think she realized that it was a football player. But anyway, was what it was.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, yeah, I'm tracking with you. Yeah, that's, look, you know, folks that don't follow NFL, that was a curious thing. You know, guys like you and me that follow a lot of things, and we even have our favorite teams, and we cheer for the home team or our former home teams.
Yeah, well, you had a unique request last night. You wanted to see Cincinnati win so that it would help the chances of Kansas City, your home team, getting that home advantage.
Well, Captain, the Chiefs Kingdom is divided on this. I had some friends back in the Kansas City area and relatives that wanted the reverse. They wanted to see Buffalo win because, you know, the Cincinnati Bengals has beat us three times in a row. And so we got some folks that don't want to play Cincinnati again. But, yeah, we were divided over that. But now those kind of considerations have kind of taken the back bench, haven't they?
Yeah. By the way, do you have a MAGA hat?
I do. I've got a couple versions of it, but I'm sitting here in my home office as I'm talking to you, looking at mine on display up there.
Well, wearing a MAGA hat represents a person exercising his or her right to free speech, according to a U.S. appeals court. Now, a three-judge panel of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals reversed a federal judge and ruled in favor of a Washington middle school teacher who claimed that the principal violated his free speech rights by threatening discipline if he continued to wear a Make America Great hat again to training sessions.
Yeah, like so many things in America, you know, we got the institution, the educational institutions, which have been absorbed by the far left progressives. And yet we got the rank and file, just like we do within unions and within the teachers out there, to include public school teachers, that many of them have been afraid and been made to be afraid to speak their mind, even in times when they have every right in accordance to the United States Constitution to do that. It's like you pointed out earlier, it wasn't like he was in the classroom telling everybody, hey, we want all my students to get on board with Make America Great and America First. Not that at all.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. With 5 minutes and 58 seconds remaining in the first quarter of last night's Monday night football game between the Bengals and the Bills, 24-year-old Bills safety Damar Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest before collapsing on the field and being sent to the University of Cincinnati Medical Center. Damar remains in critical condition. NFL expert Adam Schefter on ESPN Monday night shortly after the game was postponed for another day.
Where someone's hurt, yeah. An ambulance comes mm-hmm. on the field, and it never, ever gets less chilling or less jarring, ever. And when it's on a platform like this, a stage like this, And you see that happen. It's awful. It's awful.
Representative Kevin McCarthy, the Republican from California, was making final concessions Monday to convince the GOP leadership to gain more support ahead of Tuesday's vote for Speaker of the House. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. We appreciate you being here and talking with us and us talking to you and having Colonel Wright on board with us today. And we certainly appreciate the fact that the Republican Liberty Caucus is in the hood because they do a lot of good for the community and for the state and for the country, for that matter. Right, Colonel? Whoop, wait a minute. There we go. Right, Colonel? There you go. I got you now.
Yeah, we're a small part of that, and because it is a grassroots. It truly is grassroots. It's not a top-down thing. So, the late Speaker Tip O'Neill said all politics is local, but even national and state politics is local. That's where it starts. And that's where the strength of the Liberty Caucus comes from, because we have the ability to exercise within some pretty broad bounds on behalf of constitutionally limited government, individual rights, responsibilities, and free enterprise here locally to do that in support of what we're trying to do at the state and in the national Republican Liberty Caucus. And that's the beauty of it. We don't have infighting because we agree with those three principles I laid out, and that's a good thing.
Now, the accused New York City attacker had a note with him urging his family to repent to Allah.
Yeah, the more we found out about that, and of course, in this day and age, we didn't get that. We had all this talk about terrorists and on the watch, and a lot of it was folks that they try to associate with January 6th and all that. But this kind of refocused us back to the homegrown Islamic terrorists. And it was kind of interesting to see where our intelligence folks were watching them. He was on, the radar for that. You can't watch in 24/7, so more will be discovered about how this one slipped out. But thankfully, None of the three that were attacked, although hurt, one of them at least was hurt very seriously, are expected to make it out. But, here's the guy that was recently graduated high school, came from a small place, high school up in Maine, and had every intention of going over to Afghanistan and fighting with his Islamic radical brothers on behalf of his version of Islamic faith.
Mm. Now, key battleground states, including Georgia and Ohio, are moving to change their election laws before the 2024 voting. Now, according to Politico, a push is underway to change or scrap the runoffs in Georgia and Ohio. And Ohio Republicans are also driving towards stricter voter ID laws.
Yeah, I think nationwide, not just in those, but wherever the legislatures and particular legislatures, and if the governorship is controlled by Republicans, there's been part of a trend over the last couple of years because, yeah, you can't say, well, do we know that these election outcomes were changed as a result of voter fraud? But whether you think that's the case or not, it doesn't matter. What's plainly simple to even the casual observer is that the potential and for voter fraud is there, and you got to protect against that so that we can avoid, and we got to restore Americans' confidence, whether you're left, right, Republican, Democrat, in our voting system. That's really the bedrock of it. So, yeah, I think that'll take root. And even here in Florida, where we made great strides since we had the hanging chads many years ago, there's still a continuing effort to try to make it better. And that's the way it should be. What can we do to, one, restore confidence in our voting and our elections, and two, to make sure that we're electing all the right folks, because in the end, that's the real bedrock. It's not the select few that get engaged in some pretty crazy behavior, as they are prone to do on the left and the right. It's really the average Joe and Jill Americans that go to the voting booth. And that's who we need to attend to, and that's where the attention needs to be.
Ah, very good. Now, House Republicans right now, and there's 14 of them, a lot of them are these freshmen Republican congressional members. One of them is our own Anna Paulina Luna from the local area, are saying they're not going to vote, at least not in the first round, for Kevin McCarthy for Speaker. Now, I kind of see some career dissipation lights getting dimmer as a result of this. What do you think?
At the end of this day today, I believe that we will elect, or the Congress, the House, will elect a Speaker, and it will be a Republican Speaker.
Correct.
It's likely to be Kevin McCarthy. That's not an absolute certainty. He's only got to really win over one of five. But I'm not like one of these chicken littles to say the world's going to fall down, because they certainly did that. I get a little taken back when people get all the hubris over what's going on right now. In my opinion, this is not a bad thing. In the end, the Republic will move on. And it will move on, and the right thing is going to occur in the House of Representatives, whatever that right thing will be. And if McCarthy becomes Speaker, as he is likely to do, he will be a much better Speaker than he would have been if there had not been some dissension and some voice, because that is what America's all about, and we expect our Congress to do that. If we did what someone says, well, we got to be like the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi and all come together.
No.
Well, if that was the case, guess what would be going on?
Mm-hmm.
We would not have outgoing representatives like Liz Cheney and Adam Kissinger. They'd be incoming, would be talking about and saying, oh, what great committee chairman they're going to be. And the Republican Party, we're talking about, oh, isn't it going to be wonderful when we elect Mitt Romney to be president in 2024? Is that all we want? Because that's what Nancy Pelosi had to do. She had to sell out to the far left in her party. And that is not what we need to do. So, hey, take heart. breathe easy. In the words of Governor DeSantis, everybody needs to take a chill pill. Things will come out just right in the end. It'll be just okay.
Yeah, I agree with you. And sometime tonight there'll be a Republican elected to be the Speaker. I believe, like you do, more than likely it'll be Kevin McCarthy. But if not, I have another name to throw in, out there, and I heard this last night, and I kind of agree with it. It'll be Steve Scalise.
Yeah, I think that, you know, it's not going to be the start in the first ballot. I think that's pretty plain. And that's not an healthy thing. All this talk about, well, it's been 100 years since we've done that. Well, you know, maybe we're 100 years overdue to exercise what the Constitution and what Americans ought to expect.
Yep.
Instead of everybody circling the wagons around things like that. That's part of what's gotten this nation in trouble, is because we don't respect differences of opinion, and we don't respect the process. It's ugly. It's very ugly. But it'll come around, and yeah, that may well be. As Scalise will probably be a name come out, it'll come out right there, and we'll see. You and I will be watching it very carefully, as will America, we'll see. And we'll see what it says about where we're going forward, because it's beyond just today. All this talk about, hey, we've got to start the business. Well, I tell you what, we know who most of the committee chairmen are going to be, regardless of who becomes the Speaker. They haven't been sitting on their hands, not thinking about what they're going to do when they become chairman of these committees. They will be ready to do the business of America right away. I do believe that. Keep faith, America. Keep faith, Republicans. Things are going to be okay.
What do you think about Elon Musk coming out and saying that little Dr. Fauci and his Twitter files are going to be released later this week? What do you think of that?
Well, I think every single release that Elon Musk has said so far has sent some minor, sometimes major shockwaves. And notwithstanding, Fauci trying to play it off as he has done every dang thing, I mean, he's an ostrich with his head in the sand. Yeah, we'll see. As always, we'll see. Of course, the latest rumor being spread about with regard to Elon Musk is that, in fact, someone predicted on, I think it was the 5 on Fox, that he was going to buy Disney. Now, I don't know about that.
That's what I heard.
But Elon Musk is somebody that is very curious to watch every day.
Yep.
And we'll see.
$2.6 billion is what I heard he was going to buy or pay for it. I think it's worth more than that, but oh well. Okay, we will talk to you on Thursday, my friend. Have yourself a great day.
Bye, Captain, you as well.
Thank you. That is retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. We have him on Tuesdays. We have him on Thursdays. Chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. More coming right around the corner.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
Oh, yeah, we always have a good time there at Mission Barbecue on Tuesdays. Hope you can stop by and say howdy, howdy, and enjoy some of that great food with us. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. They are located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh down there in Sarasota. And all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. Now, they are a Hunter Douglas dealer as well. And what that means is that you're going to get some of the best quality materials ever made. Now, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. And don't forget, you can stop by and see the gang in the store, or you can give them a call at 941-922-2345. Tell them what's on your mind, what it is you're looking for. And if you need some parts, or if you need some new blinds, or you need some shades, or maybe you need some shutters, they'll send them to you. They'll send them to you. And keep this in mind, too. All military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Now, again, the number to call, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Give them a call and tell them what's on your mind. Don't forget to tell them, by the way, the captain sent you. Save you a bunch of money. Okay, let's see here. Let's go to the phone line real quick. Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Oh, is the colonel still there?
No.
Oh. Anyway, I was going to ask him, what are we going to do if all these treaties around the world that we're involved in, meaning like the Russian treaty with NATO, Japan, Korea, China, and the Taiwan thing, if we're called on to act on those, and are we going to go in there and risk real confrontation with nuclear powers? All right, that's it, Captain.
Well, when you sign a treaty, you're supposed to honor the treaty. So if we don't honor the treaty, why did we sign the treaty, right? That's kind of the way I look at that one. I don't think anybody wants to have a nuclear war. I don't think that's on the table. South Korea, North Korea, even though the two of them keep going back and forth. China, Iran is very unstable. I'm not sure what Iran's end game is. They just want to be a player, I think, and they figure that they can be a player by doing things the way they're doing it. We'll see. We'll see. The jury's out on all of that stuff. But I just don't see any country willingly or knowingly wanting to provoke or start a nuclear war, because it would be so catastrophic, you'd be destroying yourself in the process. So there you go. Just think about that for a second. And I hope I'm right. I mean, I could be wrong. It could be way off base, but I hope that I'm right. Now, I want to mention the weather here for a minute, because for you drivers that are out there, for the next couple of minutes that I got here, I want to make sure I let you know that if you're going up out of Chicago and you're going to go up the north way across the country, 94 or 90, you're going to be in snow in Wisconsin. You're going to be in snow and ice in Minnesota. You're going to be in some snow going into North Dakota before you wind up driving into fog, and that could change. That could be something different by the time you get that away. Over on 90, you're going to be in a winter storm, and you're going to be in an ice storm if you're in Iowa along I-80 on up to the state line going up I-35 towards Minneapolis. They've got definitely an ice storm going on right now, right there. That's not the place to be. And over into Nebraska, they've got a winter storm warning across most of Nebraska right now. Going down into Colorado, if you're going to take 76 into Colorado, you'll have a winter storm warning right into Denver. So that's the kind of ride you got going on there. You've got a lot of fog right now, not only in Kansas, but also in the northwestern corner of Missouri. So be advised of that. Got rain and you've got severe weather. There are tornadoes in the mix right now this morning. There have been tornadoes all night long, as well as flash flood warnings all across Arkansas. And the northern part of Louisiana right now is under a tornado watch. So be advised of that. There are some really big-time thunderstorms that are brewing right now in southeastern Arkansas, moving over towards the east. And if you haven't already seen them in Memphis, you will soon see a lot of rain and a lot of thunder and lightning as well. Now, we've got rain across the central part of the south this morning, pretty much following I-20 and I-85. Coming up into the Atlanta area. We've got fog again all the way from, now it's Houston, all the way from Houston east to Jacksonville, Florida, so be advised of that. And, of course, we will also have fog going up I-95 up the east coast to about Myrtle Beach. And we've got some fog coming north out of Florida going up towards Valdosta, and a little bit further than Valdosta, so keep that in mind if you're coming up out of, say, Miami, I-4, that area. Not Miami per se for the fog, but I-4 north, you will see fog. You'll be in it, so be kind of hard not to see it. And, of course, it's winter in the north. What can I tell you? You got some rain, which is going to probably become snow along Lake Erie right now as the temperatures start to drop. And they will. And they will. They're warm now, but they won't be for long because there's another front coming across out to the west. And just to be nice and just to let the people on the West Coast know that you're not quite done with the weather, there is another storm front going to be moving in Oregon in the northern part of California in the next couple of days. You go along with all that rain that you've got right now onshore, that's going to change. It's going to become snow when she gets in the mountains. So be advised of that. So today it may be rain. Tomorrow it will be snow. If you don't like the weather in California, just drive 100 miles. You'll see something different. Oh, boy. Okay. Now, today the Congress gets sworn in, and there'll be a speaker vote. I don't know what time the first one is, but there's going to be probably until later tonight. I don't know what time tonight, but I'd be willing to bet you probably 9-ish, 10-ish, somewhere in that range. That's when they'll finally have a speaker decided upon. So be advised of that. And that's going to be the big news today, is who's going to be elected speaker. I still think it's going to be Kevin McCarthy. I think he's going to make a whole bunch of concessions, which he's already done to a certain degree. And then I think he'll be the speaker. We'll see. We'll see. Because remember, nothing is cast in stone yet. With this bunch that we got here, nothing is cast in stone. By the way, don't forget, House Republicans are going to be seeking a select group of congressmen and women to operate on the panels they're going to have for the probes of some of these things that they've been sitting on, waiting to probe and get some answers to. Maybe they'll get them, maybe they won't. I certainly hope they will, so we can close some doors. But we'll see. We'll see. And $3 million in donations came into the football player's charity that he's got, foundation, DeMar Hamilton. $3 million came in yesterday because of the injury that he took. That had to be probably some football players to put that money in there. We'll see how that goes. We'll know later today what his condition's going to be. I'm sure they'll give us an update here. Probably noontime or thereabouts. Okay, I hear the music. You hear the music. That means we're going to stroll on out of here. And I'll see you all for lunch today, those of you that want to be there, at Mission Barbecue on West Waters. I know that we'll have quite a group there. People that you can relate to. Have yourself a good day. Remember, it's all about we the people. God bless.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.